Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today with Livestock Market Economist Daryl Peel talking about Old Mexico in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction sale coming up Friday, June 27th. It'll be broadcast live on Rural TV, that's Dish Network Satellite 232, and on the internet at www.superiorclicktobid.com. They'll be offering a total of 15,500 head on the 27th of June sale. That'll include 4,300 yearling steers, 2,100 yearling heifers, 3,000 weaned calves, 5,500 calves on cows, and 300 bred heifers and weighed cows. Starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, the video auction. Before that, Superior Sunrise at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. If you want to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com, or for more information, you can give them a call at 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Nobody in the United States knows more about the Mexican beef and cattle marketplace than livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. He's just back from Mexico and gives us his latest thoughts about what's going on south of the border.
Well, you know, I've done work in Mexico for many years, and I've watched that market evolve dramatically. The U.S.-Mexican trade relationship in cattle and beef has continued to evolve to a more and more integrated market. You know, obviously, we have received Mexican cattle for many, many years, going back about 100 years or more. And that was the long-term thing. For about 20-plus years now, Mexico has been a major export destination for U.S. beef. And on that front, last year, after having declined for about 5 years, since 2008, we saw the first annual increase in beef exports, and that's continuing so far this year. The latest development in the last 3 or 4 years is that Mexico has dramatically increased their infrastructure for feedlot and for box beef production in particular, and that gives them more value opportunities not only in their domestic market but also in the export market. And so the U.S. And other countries have started receiving significant quantities of Mexican beef. So we have this bilateral trade flow of beef as well as cattle. The current situation in Mexico right now in terms of animal numbers is very similar to the U.S. Mexico is extremely tight on cattle numbers. They've drawn down their inventories, so their capability to maintain domestic beef production is down. I think that's part of why they're importing more U.S. beef at this point. And by the same token, most recently, our imports of Mexican beef have tapered off a little bit, at least slowed to basically a no-growth situation. And that's, again, a function, I think, of limited capability for beef production in Mexico right now.
As for the balance of 2014, Daryl, what about the opportunities to continue to sell substantial, significant amounts of beef across the Rio Grande?
You know, my expectations for the rest of this year is that we will continue to see, some growth in U.S. Exports of beef to Mexico. I think we'll see little to no growth in U.S. imports of Mexican beef. And even though so far this year the number of cattle coming from Mexico is about equal to last year, was down about a third from the year before that. I don't believe the animal numbers are sufficient to maintain even last year's pace as we go forward. Obviously, record high prices in the U.S. is a strong attraction for any cattle that can potentially be exported to the U.S. market, and that's what we're seeing right now. But I really don't expect that to continue for the whole year. I think these numbers will taper off as we move into the second half of the year.
As I mentioned earlier, probably nobody knows on this side of the Rio Grande the Mexican beef and cattle market any better than livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, have you been thinking about how you might better drought-proof your farm and maintain or increase your profitability? Learn more about the value of cover crops and no-till farming at the No-Till in the Plains Point South Bus Tour the 5th through the 8th of August. Completing 9 stops along the tour, you'll hear from farmers and experts who will share what they know and have experience. Make plans to attend and register today at no-till.org or call No-Till in the Plains at 888-330-5142. 888-330-5142. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.